Residents of Flint, Michigan got some good news today. Walmart, Pepsi, Nestle, and Coke are banding together to give free bottled water to kids affected by the lead-tainted water in Flint.
A reminder now, an emergency manager switched that city's water source from Detroit water to Flint River water way back in 2014 to save money. But officials neglected to treat the water so it wouldn't leach lead from the pipes, which it then did. Several heroic people uncovered that scandal. Virginia Tech professor Mark Edwards, Kurt Guyette, an investigator with the ACLU, and Dr. Mona Hannah Atisha of the Hurley Pediatrics Program in Flint. She joins us now. And Dr. Mona, this past September, you spoke out at a press conference about your concerns. What were you seeing?
So we were hearing reports of lead in the water by the Virginia Tech group. And when we as pediatricians hear about lead anywhere, we need to act. We know lead. It's kind of when we started to do our research. And we weren't seeing kids coming in with symptoms of lead poisoning because lead is largely asymptomatic. It has no symptoms. It's known to be kind of a silent pediatric epidemic. But we routinely screen children for lead. And what we were seeing when we looked back at our numbers was that the percentage of kids with elevated levels doubled in the whole city. And in some neighborhoods, it tripled. So we held this press conference, and you don't release, you know, research at press conferences, but we had a ethical, moral obligation to inform the community that, you know, the water that has lead and looks like it's getting into the bodies of children.
And what was the response from the state?
You know, for almost 2 years, the state had been denying this was an issue. You know, right when the water switch happened in April 2014, residents were complaining the water was brown. It looked gross. It tasted gross. So the moms were talking, the activists, the pastors, the water experts came in and had concerns. And it was denied, denied, denied. And then when we shared our results at our press conference, we were attacked. They're like, no, you know, this is wrong. You're an unfortunate researcher. You're causing near hysteria. Our numbers are not consistent with your numbers.
Well, yeah. In fact, when you heard that, you got shaken a little bit. Like maybe you were wrong.
Yeah. I mean, when the state tells you you're wrong and they have a team of 50 epidemiologists, it's hard not to second guess yourself. But, you know, that took about 2 hours of second guessing. And then we were back on the defense because we knew we were right and the numbers don't lie.
Well, slowly, because of the work of investigators and other researchers and citizens, emails were released after a FOIA request. And you saw that not only were you right, but that officials knew about this problem and were covering it up. What were you thinking when you saw that?
You don't mess around with lead. You don't mess around with water. That is an essential life need. Even if you have an inkling of concern, even if you have this spike that is abnormal, you don't write it off. You dig and you dig and you dig because these are people and these are vulnerable children. They already have every disparity in the world. And then we added this disparity.
We'll talk about lead. We've been all learning a lot about it, but it can mean brain damage, and we're also hearing that it does. In other words, that even a little bit of lead can do damage.
Yeah, so it is an irreversible neurotoxin. We worry about it so much is because it impacts your cognition and your behavior, but really it affects every organ system. So it actually drops a child's IQ, and it causes behavior problems, problems focusing, problems doing schoolwork, attention.
Automatically? I mean, you know, in other words, take...
So no, so not every kid is going to have every problem. But, you know, in large-scale studies, this is what lead does. And we're also giving them, you know, hope and interventions that they can do now to mitigate the impact of this exposure. There's no pill. We can't reverse this, but we can, you know, throw every single resource at these kids now so they don't have these full consequences of these problems.
Like what? Like what can you do?
So we are advocating for evidence-based interventions that work for all children who have who are at risk for developmental issues. So early literacy programs and universal preschool, access to nutrition. For example, today in our farmers market, we have a lead-focused cooking class. We're teaching families how to cook with high diets, high in iron, calcium, and vitamin C. So these are some practical interventions that we were putting into place to give families you know, things that they can do to protect themselves.
You mentioned that initially you can't see the symptoms of lead, but people were saying that hair was falling out and rashes and things. Was that not the lead?
It could have been. This water had lots of other stuff in it. We had high levels of E. coli, so lots of bacteria. We had 3 boil advisories. Then they dumped a lot of chlorine in the water to take care of that. The chlorine irritated people's eyes and skin. Then we had high levels of TTHM, which is a chlorine disinfectant byproduct. So there was a lot of other things going on with this water. So it's just a mess.
In America, you know, it's crazy, but it's good to know that there are things to do. Meanwhile, we saw a piece on CNN, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, you were featured in it. It showed, 4-year-old twins, one has stopped growing.
Lead can do anything. And I think the biggest problem or when I see a mom in clinic, she's just got fear and anxiety in her eyes because of the unknown. And, in 7 years, when that kid gets diagnosed with ADHD or a learning disability, we will never know if it was from the lead or maybe that kid was always supposed to have that problem. And it's that trauma because they've been neglected for 2 years. This is a federal emergency now, but we've been dealing with this issue for almost 2 years and it's fallen on deaf ears. So there's a lot of trauma that needs to be rebuilt. But there's also a lot of a hope that we're trying to build. Michigan State University and Hurley Children's Hospital, we've launched this pediatric public health initiative. Our goal is to build this model public health program. Let's flip this. Let's be a model for the community. Look at this disaster that happened, but look what we did for our kids. And look, they didn't turn out to have all these consequences of lead. We owe it to these kids to do this because they did nothing wrong. It wasn't their fault that, their city was almost bankrupt and their water wasn't treated properly.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Mona, we wish you the best of luck. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
We hope. Dr. Mona Hanna-Attisha of the Hurley Pediatrics Program in Flint, one of the first to demand attention to the lead-tainted water there.